We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We continue talking about the terrible bridge collapse in Baltimore during the break, and there's no sailor in this room, let's be honest. And we couldn't figure out which was port side and which was the starboard side. The port side is the left side. Starboard is the right side.
It hit on the right side.
I was right.
You were correct, Sam.
Wow.
You were correct.
Yep.
And we will continue to update that story as the updates come in to us. We will pass them on to you. Not looking to make this a topic. However, I find this very, very interesting from the Kansas City Star and Channel 9. Can voters or poll workers wear Chiefs or Royals gear when they head to the polls? I hadn't even thought about this.
Great
because,
point.
You know, you put on your Mahomes jersey. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to vote yes. It just means you're a fan of the team. You can be a fan of the team and decide to vote no. I hope that you vote yes. Did you notice during the NCAA tournament all of the ads?
Oh, yeah.
For vote yes?
Yes. They were heavy.
Yeah.
We were talking about a full
heavy
court press.
Rotation.
Yeah. They were
heavy rotation.
And I know you didn't see it, or at least you indicated you had not. But Kansas City Week in Review was a little different this past week than it usually is.
Yeah.
And what they did, Nick Haynes had them in an auditorium, some school or some building, I don't know where it was, and they had a woman named Sarah, I don't remember her last name, who was from the Kansas City Royals, Mayor Sly James, somebody else, a woman who was clearly on the Vote No campaign,
yeah,
and some other guy who was also Vote No. I was shocked how many people in the audience, and Nick Haynes had to say a couple times, okay, thank you. Thank you.
Pipe down.
Yeah. How anti-tax extension that audience was.
Really?
And Frank White was sitting right in the middle.
Okay. Can voters and poll workers wear Chiefs or Royals gear when they head to the polls?
No.
Walk outside of Kansas City on any given day, and you are bound to see someone wearing Chiefs or Royals gear. Salvador Perez jerseys, Chiefs Super Bowl hats, sweatshirts. We all have them, right?
Sure.
Depending on your role at the polls, you might want to leave it all at home when you go to vote on Election Day, Tuesday, April 2nd. I know a lot of you have early voted. That's fine. This is when you are going to the polls. Poll workers are not allowed to wear any Chiefs or Royals merchandise. The Kansas City and Jackson County election boards have confirmed to the Star today. As no excuse absentee voting is underway, Kansas City Election Board Director Sean Kiefer said they had to ask one of their poll workers to take off the Royals jersey at one of the polling sites. Now, again, good. It doesn't mean the workers are vote yes or vote no. We just all have closets full of Chiefs and Royals gear.
But you also have closets full of other gear, or other clothing that you can wear.
But just because I'm a Chiefs fan or a Royals fan or I throw on a Chiefs shirt doesn't mean I'm pro vote yes.
I don't disagree with that, but the assumption would be that you are. And you would not want to go to the polls in November and walk in and somebody's wearing a Biden t-shirt
or
a MAGA
okay.
hat.
Obviously not okay.
And
isn't this different because we live in a town with two teams where our closets are filled with this fan gear?
Is that the only thing you have in your closet?
I wear fan gear all the time. You know that.
So do I.
And it wouldn't have even occurred to me that you can't wear fan gear.
Really?
For a poll worker. Now, here's the deal. Voters can wear Chiefs or Royals gear to the polls. That would be a nightmare. But Jackson County Election Board Director Tammy Brown says they will be on the lookout for anyone wearing anything related to the vote.
Because that would be politicking inside of a polling station. You've seen the signs, no politicking or no signs from this point forward as you approach a polling station.
You can wear a Chiefs sweatshirt, it says, or a Royals cap. That's all fine. Because, again, that'd be a nightmare to police. You can ask 80-year-old Marge to take off her Mahomes jersey.
You can't wear a vote yes or a vote no.
You cannot wear a vote yes or a vote no shirt.
That would be politicking inside of a polling station.
Election workers will ask people to turn their gear inside out, take it off, or leave the area if you are wearing anything related to a question on the ballot.
How about think about wearing one of the other 90% of clothing that you have at home?
All right. I got a whole lot of fan gear in my closet.
They have to take it seriously, though. They take it very seriously with every other election.
As they should.
I agree with this.
I was once wearing a political shirt that had nothing to do with either party and was told to go back to my truck and cover it up.
All right.
Were you a polling worker?
No, I would just went in to vote.
You? Whoa. Because you were politicking for something.
I was wearing a shirt that had to do with politics. It was not party specific in any way, but it did mention something that had to do with politics, and they made me cover it up.
Okay. Rule breaker.
You're a scofflaw.
I covered it up and went in and voted.
You're a ne'er-do-well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.